Yo, what up, dawg? Sports and music every Tuesday with Mo Egger. Let's get it. But meanwhile, I'm doing me. Y'all should go and do y'all. Real talk, I ain't worried about you goofballs. See, I got coyotes in my new yard. So high up in the hills, man, I'm looking like a new star. Ghetto, cause that's a sign of a come up. I done came a long way from that crib up on Homer. And that 91 Dynasty mama used to drive. Focus, hoping, food steps are what kept us alive. Cause in the D, you better be stronger than Trevor Lane. Don't stunt.
Yeah, we back once again, sports and music with your boy Mo Egger. You know, we doing a live, you know, with my dog, Yannick Beats. We in the building.
Yeah.
Holla at him.
We here.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, you know, we like to introduce ourselves here on Sports and Music. My name is Maurice Egger, former NBA basketball player, currently music producer, radio host. You know, we doing all our special things out here, man. You know, it took us a while to get ourselves to this point, but, you know, every day is a building process. And this is Sports and Music with Mo Egger. We have a delighted guest today, Major Williams. Major Williams is an artist, signed to Jamie Foxx. He's Jamie Foxx's first signee. Me and him worked together. We actually worked on his last EP. I produced his last EP. I did four songs out of the six. And one of them was featuring Lazy Bone, which is doing really well, you know. And Major is really taking over as an independent act. And it's good to be able to have independence on sports and music. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to have NBA artists, entrepreneurs, you know, you name it, all on sports and music with Mo Egger and Yannick. And that's how we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Yannick, introduce yourself, bro.
My name is Yannick. Yannick Beats. I'm from Anywhere You're At, USA. I'm a military kid. Done a lot of music. Doing
mm-hmm.
music now. Currently, I'm also writing scripts, doing shows.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Used to work with Amari Stoudemire, who plays for the New York Knicks. At the time, he was playing for the Suns. Did work for him. And we right here.
We right
doing
here.
It.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. We did. You know, we had a good amount of fun. You know,
yeah.
We did the whole yacht party yesterday.
Yeah, that was,
which was a fun experience,
was,
you know.
That was crazy.
We was turnt. You know what's amazing by you saying that we were turnt? We were on the boat, but the boat didn't go nowhere. Like, it stayed... Literally, it went back and forth. We didn't even realize it until, like, 2 hours later. Like, you know what?
We definitely got hustled.
Definitely.
We definitely got hustled, man. I mean, the yacht went around the bay the whole time, like, three times throughout the whole thing. Like, we didn't realize it because we were so turned until it was done. Like, we were just about to be done.
Yeah, man.
Someone was coming down. We were like...
So that was our experience. You know, we
was
on
though.
The yacht, man. We felt like we was out of town, man. You know
we
it.
Were friends having a great time, man.
Shout out
to Tempest.
Shout out to Tempest.
There's more coming. Come on with that. There's more coming.
Let's talk
with
about
that.
It. Let's talk about it. You know, you have the shoe. No,
yeah,
we talked about the shoe.
You know, it's been under wraps for a little while. Tempest Free Running is the world's most recognizable parkour group in America. The Tempest Free Running is they have the world's largest indoor gym in America,
mm-hmm.
and they're also on American Ninja Warrior. Have you seen a lot of them? You see them all over TV, you see them on movies,
yeah.
James Bond, Casino Royale, things like that. And they do the stuff where they just jump and they jump and look like Spider-Man and
yeah.
all stuff. But they're on all the major movies, and I've been colleagues and friends with them for a very long time since the beginning. And you know, we came together and got a shoe coming out. So definitely. Later on, I will be showing that shoe exclusively through Easy Way Radio.
Easy Way TV. We over at, that's where we at, man. We at RMC.
Yeah.
Y'all see it in the background, man. Easy Way TV.
Yeah.
It's your boy Mo Egger. And we about to bring our guests in pretty soon. But first, we got to take a commercial break. Sports and Music with Mo Egger.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Yeah.
Get it.
We'll be right back.
With Mo Agri, man. We got our boy Major Williams in the building.
What up, boy? What's good, man?
Man, we can't even call it, man. My dog, man, he, you know, from Texas. You know, introduce yourself, Doc.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Major Williams, man. I'm in the building. Fox City Records, Cool Got Music. You see, I got my little man in tow with me, so I multitask. This is like real parenting, this is a real career. You know what I'm saying? So when you involve your family in your career, your friends in your career, man, that means that you're actually really doing it. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm sitting up here talking to Moega, you know, I got the iPod ready for my son so we can watch movies, so I can do my interview.
Yeah. That's how we multitask, baby.
We on, though, man. We ready. We on.
Man, everybody's welcome. The kids is welcome. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, you know, he's yawning. But it's time to wake up, man. You on sports music, baby. Can we play that video? I'm going to kind of, you know, just chat about that.
Which one is that? Oh, yeah.
It's the Fox City joint.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it, man.
Well, this particular video right here is Dangerously Cool. It was directed by my homeboy, Courtney Holman, out of Dallas, Texas. We shot it downtown. It's real independent feel to it, man. We had a lot of good help on the video. T-Pain actually produced the track.
Awesome.
So shout out to T-Pain for that. It was the first release that I had off of Fox City Records, so I'm really excited about that record. And, yeah, man, it's been doing really well. A lot of views, a lot of downloads thus far.
Right.
So it's one of my favorite joints. It's not my most recent video, but it is one of my most favorite joints because it's a very real record.
Yeah.
And if you actually listen to the actual lyrics in the record, I'm really touching on some real important moments in my life.
Yeah.
In regards to my family, friends, and just, you know, the struggles of being an up and coming artist and, you know, just fighting to get from one place to the next. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's very important. Would you about to say something?
I was going to say, was it difficult to when you did the record, like all the feelings that you put into the record, was it difficult for you to come out with them? Or was it just like, you know, I have so much built inside, like,
I mean, honestly, yes and no, because when you hit those pivotal moments when you're actually writing and brainstorming, then it's the other phase when you're actually in the booth and you know how music touches you sometimes.
Right.
And that record actually gave me those emotions to actually say, I want to do this kind of lyrics to this kind of record.
Right.
So it didn't really touch me until I actually was in the booth saying the record, but even more so when we edited it and put it in, because if you look at the video, there's a real footage of a funeral in there, and it's my aunt who passed away two years ago, R.I.P. Vicky Weeks. And she was very instrumental in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So in the booth, and when I actually saw it in the video, it just, like, gave me chills.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's one of them records where, okay, hold on. Okay, I get it. It's one of them records where later on, when people actually look back at my career, just like Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt, to me that one song is my Reasonable Doubt.
Absolutely. And since we're on sports and music, man, you know what? We like to tie it all in because, you know, obviously sports and music go hand in hand. And, you know, some people try to act like it doesn't. Let's talk about yourself. You know, you're a former basketball player.
Absolutely.
You know, you had a trial with the Detroit Pistons, right?
Yes, sir, in Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right.
So it was good, man. I played high school ball in Dallas, Texas, Lincoln High School. Also played college ball at Louisiana Tech University. You know, like I said, I had the brief stint in the NBA, you know, with the tryouts and whatnot, which was a great experience. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand, just like you know, a lot of people understand, even to get a tryout, that means that you're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't get tryouts to play, you know, in the NBA. And honestly, man, even though it didn't pan out the way I wanted to, the experience in itself to be able to tell my son that, you know, got to that point is a great thing for me, man, because it's hard to get to that point, to push your body physically, to be able to get to a competitive state, you know what I'm saying, to play on that level, and to do it consistently.
Right. How do you feel like they go hand in hand? You know, because, you know, me personally, you know, I've been able to play a sport and all my life. And, you know, I feel like the same drive and the same effort, that I have from sports, it carries on and everything else
right.
in life, you know, as far as the discipline, being able to have just drive, you know what I mean? How
you know
do
what
you
it
put
is?
Them together?
I put them together simply because it makes sense. It's momentum. You know how
right.
in the game is a game of momentum.
Absolutely.
In music, it's a game of momentum. It's like, say, for instance, lyrically and as a writer, sometimes I'm on a great spurt. You know, we did the Dangerously Cool EP album
Absolutely.
Together. I was in a great space, in a great zone
uh-huh.
for that month and a half, 2-3 months that we was doing that. But there's been sometimes where we can't get two beats to go together.
Right.
We can't finish a sentence. It's all about momentum, and I think that's why it correlates really well together with the both worlds, because basketball is a game of runs,
mm-hmm.
which is the same thing, momentum. And then when you're out of shape, it's timing.
Right.
You know, you can have all the moves in the world up here, but it still takes physical timing.
Yeah.
Same thing with music and also performing.
Right.
So that's why they go hand in hand. All
right.
of them, it's timing, and it's like, you know, you gotta have a good sense of awareness when it comes to it.
Okay. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break. It's 2:15,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to be right back with Major Williams, Yannick, and Mo
yeah.
Ayer. Let's
right.
get it.
Fine watch yes. does more than tell time. It makes a statement. Havana watches, fine watches, exclusively for you. Sophisticated Havana dress watches, men's and women's styles, your elegant timepiece. Sporty Havana casual watches, trendy styles in hip colors, your go-everywhere watch. Your Havana watch is backed by our top-to-bottom one-year warranty. Visit HavanaWatches.com. Havana watches, fine watches, exclusively for you.
Yeah, we back again, y'all, with, you know, the good Major Williams, Fox City Records.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about the project we worked on, you know, the Dangerous
yeah,
and Cool
yeah,
project,
nice.
You know.
Yeah. Man,
how do you feel like that came about, you know?
I mean, basically came about me meeting you. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of times in Hollywood, you're blessed to meet, you know, good individuals and people. And I'm not gassing you because you're here in this space, and I've told you this, you know, in the past between
mm-hmm.
you and Sean Dillon. Is that, you know, when you're in Hollywood, you meet so many different people, and sometimes
Absolutely.
It's good, sometimes it's bad. The synergy is there, so the synergy is not there.
Right.
I think it basically came about because, from your perspective, you're up and coming. You're a professional basketball player. You're walking the lines between a lot of criticism as it is. So, but the irony of it is, you really do have talent. You really have a passion for it, so people
Appreciate
can't
it.
Knock you for it. So you have to stick with it. I think we met at a mutual space because me being with Jamie Foxx, such a huge A-list. Star, there's so much anticipation, but there's a lot of criticism also, because why would an R&B guy sign a rapper?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I have that up against me. And then at the same time, when I'm with a situation, I still have to be proven. A lot of people think when you sign, it's just all bells and whistles and it's
mm-hmm.
confetti coming out, it's celebration. But no, you have to work even harder. And now you have to push the envelope to make the label make a move on you.
Right.
So you honestly have to create your own momentum. Our situation basically came about because, like I said, we were both at a pivotal point. We say we got something to prove, not
mm-hmm.
only to ourselves, but to people, you know, out there as well. So, you know, between you producing all the tracks on the record and us sitting down collectively coming up with cool ideas with it, and just the title alone, we kind of meshed on with the Dangerously Cool. It's a theme and it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerously,
right.
Dangerously is saying this. I'm from the hood, I'm from the streets, so I have that dangerously aspect to me.
Right.
But, you know, growing up and maturing and having a son and just really want to do well for myself and my family and my people around me, you have a cool calmness to yourself. So it's a great mesh. So it's dangerously cool, and I'm
right.
branding that all over the world. Every time I go somewhere, I speak about it. And I think you're a dangerously cool cat. And
right.
everyone else that we've been dealing with is
DC,
dangerously
baby.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? So,
dangerously cool.
Yeah, so that's how it came about, man.
That's
and it's
it
a
is.
Great project, and I think that's going to be my reasonable doubt.
Absolutely.
In time.
That's
when
your baby.
Enough people, yeah, when enough people hear, like, that was all us.
Absolutely, and it's like, you know, Yannick's working on a project. You know, we all have that first project, that initial one that means so much to us.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what's...
It's like, you know, when your first project is all those years combined into that first project.
Right.
All those
mm-hmm.
years you have struggled. So if you were 23 years old, that first project you came up was 23 years in the making.
Right.
Absolutely.
So everything that you put down on that record is as real as it could get.
Not
then
real.
When it comes to the second and third, you kind of, you know... show a little bit more, but man, that first album is what makes you to me. Like
right.
it really makes who you are as a person. You know,
absolutely.
No, I agree.
Yeah. So even with that project, you know, we had the opportunity to be able to work with a Lazy Bone and
yeah.
and I really appreciate you bringing me on for something like that, because you know I've been one of the biggest Bone Thugs and Harmony fans
yeah.
growing up. To actually meet Lazy Bone, him be in my studio and rap over one of my tracks, and you be able to make that happen, man, that's a special thing. And Yeah, man, so how'd you actually get in contact with, like, a Lazy, you know, because, you know, he's a legend.
Man, you know what, man? Shout out to Bob Hernandez, man.
Bob.
I met Bob actually at the same building where your studio was a while before that.
That's it.
And, you know, just from mutual friends or whatever, we connected because he do a lot of marketing and promotions and stuff
right.
for him like that, and that's how it happened. It was real simple, real easy. But the best part about it is that Lazy is such an approachable guy, so laid back, and it was just a vibe thing. And so he initially connected with me. Okay, my son wants something to drink.
Oh, man, he's matching too on the show.
Hold on. So so it was good. And you know, plus, you know, putting him on a record like that was exciting for him. You saw his expression when he
Absolutely.
Heard the record. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? He's like, man, I want to do this record, so...
Fast too,
yeah.
And it was so cool because you know what, you know, he's been around for years. For him
right.
to have something that was still didn't sound dated,
right?
It sounded new. It sounded like he's supposed to have been. You know what I mean? It was
right.
a dope record, man. And yeah. So I hear that you're going to Canada to do a Canadian tour with the boy French Montana.
Yeah, man. Shout out to French Montana. Shout out to Urban Heat Legends, who's actually bringing me over there.
That's amazing.
The venue is 2,500, 3,000 people. You know what I'm saying?
You ready for all that,
man? I'm ready, man. Like, I'm poised for it. Thing about it, and a lot of people get this after the fact,
yeah.
is that I've been doing this so long and even practicing in the mirror. You know how we
mm-hmm.
do, man. Like, I'm so prepared for it. Like, even doing, like, radio interviews and MTVs, like, I don't have the same kind of anxiety that other up and coming artists have because this is really what I want. And I've been doing it for a very long time, too. Yeah, I think about it, like, even performing, you know, in a choir in high school, performing in front of fans, you know, playing
Absolutely.
Basketball. So I'm not jaded by that. The thing that gets me is the anxiety, anticipation. I'm ready to do
Absolutely.
It. Like, let's fly out there tomorrow. That's where
right.
I'm at with it. But I'm excited about it, man. And, you know, shout out to you once more because the momentum of the Dangerously Cool has helped propel me to the next phase to people that really want to, you know, deal with me like that. You know
That's
what I'm
that
saying?
Good synergy. You know, let's talk about how important it is. You know, me and him was talking earlier about just fighting anxiety. You know, anxiety is mainly the thought of the unknown.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes when you anxious about something, it's really the fear of not really knowing.
Right.
So as artists, as up-and-coming artists, you know, almost then we're like independent artists, what advice would you give youngsters, you know, to be able to fight that anxiety and just, you know, knowing that it's still going to happen for you, but, you know, just killing that, man, because, you know, anxiety... It curses the best out of everyone,
right.
you know?
Especially if you have stage fright, man. You just got to be prepared. If you always wanted to do this in your life, like you've already touched on, if you always want to do this in your life, it's not about having anxiety. It's about being anxious to get on, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's like the anxiety is gone because the biggest high and the best high you can get is on that stage when you're a musician or
yeah.
you're an artist is like showing your craft.
Nothing like
it. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, I feel like the anxiety part doesn't really happen unless... You're not prepared. You
see
what I'm saying?
Correct.
If you're prepared for this and you've been prepared for this, then I think you're just anxious.
Mm.
You're just anxious, man, because it's your time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And you want to shine. You want to do the best you can. So definitely that.
How do you feel like it? How do you feel like it's actually just countering it? You know, it's turning your anxiety into excitement. And confidence and poise, like you said earlier.
The only way you can do it, because one thing you can't do in this industry with this kind of craft, you can't trick yourself. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just have to practice, prepare as best as you can, just like, you know, just to correlate with sports again. If you're preparing for an opponent or a team, you have to study tape. You have
preparation.
To work on certain things. It's all preparation. Like with my raps, I got to say them a million times to make sure I know every single word.
Absolutely.
A lot of people think that when they hear you on a rap song, it's like, oh, that's his song. But
yeah.
I literally forget lyrics because I took my time that day and I wrote that song. And then
Absolutely.
I might not listen to it for 3 weeks. And say, oh, and somebody hear this song and say, man, I love that. What's that line you said? I don't know that
yeah.
line.
right.
Like, I got so much other stuff going on, and
yeah,
I done wrote so many other songs after that. So I would say just to help fight it and combat it, man, just be overly prepared, man, and that's what it takes because that'll get you halfway there. The
right.
second half of it is just doing it.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, I was on the stage. This is, I think I told you the story. I was on the stage some years ago, man, my first time getting on stage out here in L.A., and I had stage fright. And I had Ricky Bell from New Edition come,
yeah,
and a couple of people
shout
come,
out Ricky.
And I got up there, man. And I was with so many people, and I forgot my words.
Ah.
So of course I went into acting mode, act like I couldn't hear the music or the playback. Or whatever, right? So yeah. So I tell the guy. So I stopped the show. I was like, man, turn it off, whatever. So I was embarrassed, but still, people didn't totally know what was going on because
right.
I was blamed on the sound. Okay, wait for Daddy 1 second. And then I just did a freestyle. I killed a freestyle
right.
that I memorized. and I dropped the mic like I really did something.
That's crazy. I'm gonna keep it all the way real, man. I did a show the other day. It was like a little jazz festival.
Yeah.
It was kind of something with a band. But
yeah.
We didn't rehearse.
Yeah.
So it was like I sent them the song earlier, and the way I spit it on the actual track, the cadence was so much different with the band.
It is. It's
I was
different.
Halfway through it. I was like, man, just give me the drums.
Yeah.
I was like, man, just give me the drums, man. I had to spit something. I was like, man, just bear with me, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, I kept it so real. I'm like, man,
yeah.
You know what? Can I just go off the top of the dome real quick, spit a freestyle, thought about what I was going, like, all right, what song am I going to perform? And I was like, just give me the drums. When I had performed the joint, killed it.
Yeah.
But it's just being able to be able to, you know.
You have to be able to maneuver, man.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing that Ricky Bell told me when I got off the stage. He said, my dude, one thing that people don't know is that you mess up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I miss a move all the time. I miss some words all the time, and they've been doing it for years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if somebody like that, that seasoned and veteran, like, you know, because coming up, you don't know the insides and how. It's all about your confidence regardless. Like, oh, well, like, it's still dope. I'm still doing my thing. It's like when you see Beyonce hair get pulled and she's still performing. Or somebody fall down some stairs and they still perform.
She fell down the
stairs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You got back up.
It's like, wait, and the crowd go crazy and it's still popping.
Yeah.
You know, over.
People really like that, though. People like seeing that you're just a real person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, they like, you know, when you do mess up, they be like, oh, okay, he ain't lip-syncing.
Right.
He ain't lip-syncing, so.
Yeah. I remember Pac had a freestyle one time. He was messing up throughout the whole freestyle. I'm like, man, but it's dope. I'm like, yo, Pac is messing up. That's how you really,
that's
he really freestyle. He's
good
drunk.
About that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to Ricky Bell, too, man. I had the privilege to actually work with Ricky Bell years ago. You know what I mean?
Nice, yeah, that's the homie, and, man.
Yeah, man. New Edition.
Yeah, yeah.
So bad.
Oh, man.
Let's
Candy
talk
Girl.
About.
Ooh, Candy Girl. Candy
that ain't how it go, though.
To this day, I love that
right. Hey, man, you know, the fans, they want to know, how did you meet Jamie Foxx, man? Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented individuals.
Period.
So how did you actually get in contact, man, and what does that mean to you as a,
man, I met Jamie Foxx simply because, you know, he's from Texas.
Right on.
And I went to high school with his sister.
Mm.
You know, so we went to high school together. We graduated together. We lived in the same hood together.
Right.
You know, so we always hung out together. So it was like a natural thing in a sense that when I moved out here, she was already out here. She's working with him. She's doing all his films.
Absolutely.
As far as his hair and stuff like that. And, you know, I was always hanging around at the house. So it was like a natural thing. So he knew all this time that I was an artist or whatever, but he wasn't really positioned to actually offer me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, he's still getting his stuff together at the time,
right.
And busy or whatever. But it came a point, like 2 years ago, when I came on board, I played him some music, and he was telling me his aspirations for doing, like, a label or whatnot. And I was just like, man, I would love to be a part of it.
Right.
And it just came into fruition. So I did the remix to DJ Khaled and Drake's Been On One.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did that. I did that record. I got the footage. I had my laptop running with the webcam on.
Right.
When he walked in the studio, he heard the record. He ran around the studio. It was like, oh, my. He ran out the studio, came back in, and said, I'm signing you.
That's what's up.
And I got it on video, like so impromptu or whatever, so I got that footage. And from there, we shot a video for it. He paid for the video. We shot it at the house.
Okay.
And from there on, we just been rocking, man.
That's what's up, man. We about to take a song break, man. We about to play one of your joints, man. You know, it's called Hit Like I Can't Miss.
Oh,
you
okay.
Actually featured on the record with Fox, right?
Right, right, right.
Let's get to it, man.
Nice little remix.
Get that one going. Get that one going, going.
So I think I might love her, cause I wanna fuck. Sorry for the truth, but real love kinda sucks. I just wanna give me more all in your insides. Make it scream my name, do my Dougie in your insides. Girl, you the shit. Make it look proud of you. Pay your rent and light bill. Got me wanna ride for you. And all she had to say was,
just DJ, baby. And I'll turn you to start anything I wanna. I'm a
Yeah, man, y'all heard it. Hit it like I can't miss. So we with Major Williams, you know, we want to talk about, you know, how that record came about, man. You know, everybody want to do a record with Jamie Foxx, man. How did you get that?
Man, I'm going to tell you how it happened. I basically gangstered it. You know what I'm saying? The session was in the studio. I was going through the files one day, and I seen it up in there. And I was like, okay, let me open up this session real quick. And I recorded it myself, and then I just presented it, you know, just let it fly. It's a promo record, so this actual record is not on the actual album.
Okay.
But it's a great thing for me because I did it right when I signed to him. So it just kind of correlated well. And, you know, I just put it out there for the masses, and everybody loved it. And I was like, you know, so it was official. So I basically gangstered it.
That's what's up, man. For all of you young artists or up-and-coming entrepreneurs, man, sometimes you have to be assertive. You have to take time and matters into your own hands. You know, you can't wait for nobody to give you nothing sometimes. You got to just gangster grills, you know what I'm saying? Like Major just said, you know what I mean?
Gangster, man.
He went in there and gangster the record from Fox.
How about
Fox?
That?
You know what I'm saying? Fox. He like, all right, cool.
You know, when you do a good job on it, too, though, it's like, what can you say? Like, was you going to shut it down?
Right.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It was a fun time, though. I want to shoot a video for it, but we didn't have time because he was filming and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, man. Let's talk about the clothing line, bro. You know, you got a lot going on right now, man. You got the clothing line.
Okay, we'll get one in 1 second, okay? The clothing line is called Lord Major Apparel, lordmajorapparel.com. I've been working on this for like over a year and a half. It's a unique situation because no one knew I was really into it that way. It's kind of how I am sometimes, especially when it comes to that, because when you're venturing into to different fields, and you know this from playing sports and diving into music, you really have to do stuff 10 times better than a lot of people coming out the gate.
Absolutely.
And even though, you know, I'm still working, I still have some things that's coming. The site is doing really well. Actually, in the first 30 hours that the site was launched, the site shopping cart crashed because I wasn't prepared for that kind of volume of people. And this is the thing about me, like, you know, I'm just such a humble, regular dude. I'm not used to this celebrity stuff or whatever, right?
Right.
And I don't know how real these people are on Instagram and Twitter, or whatever, but I found out that it's some real people that are following me that are fans. And, you know, I made $9,800 in literally 2.5-3 weeks.
That's
of
pretty cool.
Selling clothing. And for an independent guy, when I tell you there's no office, there's no overhead, it's just me and my assistant, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, so we had to regroup and try to, you know, we had to go redo the site and get it the stronger, the server stronger. But it's a great brand. What the site is also, it sells my line, and it also sells some selective items that I just really like that's not out there also. So
Absolutely.
It's a blend. And what I do is I make it limited. So say, for instance, if I got like a really dope backpack that I made, I only make 50 of them. The reason why I only make 50 of them because I don't want my site to be celebrity-driven by endorsements and sponsors. I just want it to be like you walking in Bentley. You're going in Bentley because it's Bentley. Bentley's not about to advertise during the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because they're Bentley.
Right.
So this is my, so to speak, Louis Vuitton, my Gucci, my Yves Saint Laurent or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a cool thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And some things are on there affordable, but it's real nice.
It's things, nice thing, like,
you know, jeans, saying?
The women's wear, everything is cool. Let's talk about what it does for your music now, you know, because, you know, it's like the big dogs. Every big dog, you know, they have a brand that they push along with the music because they understand that the music is the commercials.
Exactly.
Now, so what does it do for the music now?
It's done a lot, man, in the sense that what happens is what I've learned a few years ago, what happens in marketing. Marketing transcends in different ways on how people know you as a person, as an artist, and as a business person. And what it has done for me is that it's opened doors for other conversations. So I was at Fox's house for a charity event on Saturday, and I had big wig executives coming up to me, not because I'm like the hottest artist out there, it's because one of them told me, named Bernard Alexander, shout out to him. I have a huge meeting with him today. He said, Major, I've always been a fan of your work ethic. I've always been a fan of, you know, your grind.
Right.
And like he said, oh, I love your hit records.
Right.
But sometimes you build up to whatever it is that you're going to become, and people can follow that and respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, he said, I don't do the Instagram thing because I like a picture. People say, you like the picture, but you ain't answer your phone. He said, but what I do is every day I go to your Lord Major Apparel Instagram and I look at your stuff. I really love your stuff.
Right on.
So those are the kind of conversations I get now, and from females, from other artists or whatever. And that's the difference, because now, because someone likes how I interact with my son, which is genuine and real, as you can see now,
mm-hmm.
I do everything with my son and my family.
Right.
Is that this person may not really per se like my music, but they might just go buy it just because they like my clothing line or how I am with my friends or how I'm with my family or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And that's how marketing works that I figured out. And, you know, so I just, you know, advice to all artists, just continue doing you and that's hysterical, and growing and, you know, and people will catch fire to you in a certain way that you would probably never even imagine.
Right.
Right.
You know, I have that same similar thing. It's like, you know, it's okay to be good at one thing.
Right.
But if you have a lot of different things you can do,
right,
your value of yourself, your brand's value goes straight up
right.
The sky.
Through
for
the
instance,
roof.
For instance, with Mo, you know, we have the show, we have the music, we have
mm-hmm.
We have these scripts, we have clothing,
absolutely.
We have all these things. Your brand's value definitely goes up. So
yep.
That's definitely a plus. I actually recommend any independent artist get into as much things as you can, because it's going to build your brand as
yep.
a person.
Absolutely.
And just worldwide, it's just going to build that brand.
With the decline of CD sales, whatever, you need multiple revenue
absolutely.
Streams to suffice and help you out. But it all goes together, though. Music, art, just, you know, even like with
creating.
Magna Carta, how Jay-Z is doing with the art. I think it's a genius. I think it's great combining those words. Because it was always there. Now
yeah.
we're just putting it back on the
packaging
front street
it, yeah.
and packaging it appropriately, and meshing our true talents, because it started with graffiti,
right?
And, you know, and beatbox and just the art of lyricism and right. stuff like that. And shout out to Kendrick Lamar also. I really hope he jumped on this record that I wrote for him. Your Lazy Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. My son just jumped off of four stories of a chair.
Oh, he good though. He bounced right back. And that takes me to my next point. Before we take a quick commercial break, man, you know the importance of everything that we just said, that people buy why you do things. A lot of times people feel like they buy, you know, people don't like to buy into what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
They want to know
right.
and have a reason
right.
to
yeah.
feel like you want them to like you before they even hear your music.
They want to be
right.
personal.
As soon as they hear your music, they like, oh, it goes.
Mm-hmm. Right. That, I mean, and that comes down to like the Twitter and the Instagram. People really, really want to know who you are
right.
before they buy into your brand.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing that's really smart, a lot of people don't understand, especially with independent artists, you can sell your whole CD for what, $10?
Yeah.
But if you can sell a T-shirt for $25, $30, they just bought three of your albums right there.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
One T-shirt just bought three albums.
Uh-huh.
So it's not all about the music all the time.
Yeah. More than the music.
It's more than
it's
the
music. More than
it's
the music.
It's about your brand, the way you look, the way you present yourself, the things that you're doing. Some people just like to live vicariously through you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So they want to look like you.
Right.
They want to listen to the same thing.
Right.
It's definitely a good thing, you know.
This I mean, honestly, man, one pair of jeans. And shout out to Atlanta, man. Atlanta customers so far has been killing my site. Like, you know, like I have affordable jeans on there also, but I have
yeah.
my first ones that I released.
The high end
ones.
Joint.
I have. And they're, you know, they're $250-$300 a piece. And I've literally, from Atlanta people alone, sold like 20 of those joints already.
That's
man.
Good.
And that was in like a week or two of it actually coming
ATL,
out.
That's your market. So now you can either hit ATL,
so,
do a show.
Hard.
So,
right,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
And I'm like, ATL, I'm coming out there, man. Like, for real.
Talk. Yeah. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break. Sports and music. We with Major Williams and Yannick, man. We doing it big.
Get a good feeling, yeah. get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
We back again, sports and music, man. I have to give a shout out to this beautiful bottle. You know what I mean? It's not a liquor.
It's a bottle.
It's a beautiful bottle. It's like a, like you said, like a hypnotic slash.
It looks like a hypnotic slash Grey Goose.
It looks like it to get you intoxicated.
Yeah.
No, but this is all water, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So shout out to Crystal Glacier. You know, we're actually gonna do a little product placement. This is gonna be in my video. The interlock system. Yeah. Driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. So we basically promoting. You know. You know, I always had to get fried to have a good time. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Crystal Glacier.
That's nice.
My product placement right there.
That's product placement. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, man. So we just over here building, man. We got Major Williams in the building. You know, shout out to Easy Way. Shout out to Eric Zuli. We over at Roscoe's Media. Just letting you guys know where we at right now. I'm doing a little commercial of my own. But with a little man in the background, say what up, fam. Say what up to the camera. You know what I'm saying? Mo Ager, we love the kids, man. Yo, Mason, let's talk about some of the stuff you're doing for the children, yo. You know what I'm saying? You got the art school.
Yeah, man. So we have an art school, me and my partner. We have an art school in Pasadena, 2061 North Los Robles Avenue. We started a year ago. It's basically it's for toddlers, teens, and adults.
Mm.
And we have a great instructor over there, Asia Guy. And we basically started because we're just a fan of the arts. Like I keep saying, we're a fan of the arts, and we are aware that in the school system now, a lot of the arts are the first things to go when you cut back budgets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what we discovered is that with this new school is that we have opportunity to touch people in a different way and just create different things to be able to express ourselves also. So, say, for instance, we have the kids that attend, and they do great jobs with their paintings. We do art shows and stuff like that because when you reward kids and put them on Front Street and give them a praise, whatever, that helps them into their adult lives.
Absolutely empowering.
And I do a lot of these things, man, because I feel like I was missing a lot of those things, and I'm more aware of it now. So I make sure I instill that in my son and try to give it to as many people as I possibly can while I'm interacting with them. But we have sponsorship programs. You participate in a sponsorship program. Basically, we have a lot of my athlete friends and celebrity friends and just corporate companies just help participate in sponsoring a kid for a month of classes. It's only like $135 a month for four or five classes. And that program has been doing really well. And we created because we ran into a unique situation, being the fact that we were in a certain neighborhood that we're in, or just certain classes that were coming to the school with low-income families. We found the issue that the parents really enjoyed the kids being there, but they really couldn't afford it because, you know, times is a little interesting, and just to afford the extracurricular recreational activities, it was tough on parents. So we're full with students now, and we keep taking them on, and it's getting bigger and bigger, but we try to get, like, five sponsors for five kids every single month that is doing well and who actually deserve it, and we reward them for it.
What's the name of the actual art show?
It's, I Heart Art, and it's L-E-Y-E, Heart Art, and the website is iheartart.net.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all can follow me at Major Williams on Twitter and Instagram. I always post up the link to it as well. So iheartart.net. And it's doing well, man.
Mm-hmm.
We love the place, man. And you know now we got a new facility. So the new facility is 1,000 square feet. It's not only we don't only house the art school. We have a full production house, a recording studio, a huge green screen, 20-foot ceiling.
Nope.
You know, so we're just becoming multi-purpose and just all in-house, and just, you know, we have the true independent spirit. Like,
right.
We're not really waiting on nobody
to
do our things for us. So we take our pennies and we save them up and just release our own stuff, man.
Got to. You know, that's very important, you know, because we live in a day and age where you don't really have to ask for too much permission. You
right.
know, you can, like we talked about last week on our show, man, just having your own content, having your own video guys, having your own product.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, let's talk about how important it is to actually have your own product and building towards it and really taking what you have and making that bigger than life.
Yeah, you can't always just always talk about it like I got this, I got that. You know,
right.
At a time, your brand's going to take that fall if you can't
deliver.
Come out with something or yeah. You can't deliver. So having a product is the most important thing as an artist you can have.
Right.
Because it's your word, pretty
right.
much. It's, you're saying, yeah, I'm an artist, I do this, I do that. Well, okay, well, let's see it.
Right.
We'll buy it if you just show us.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And you have to have that product. You
right.
definitely have to have
the makes
product.
You more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's real. It's tangible. You can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can hear it, like whatever case may be. You can't be always, oh, I'm coming out soon.
Right.
Right.
That's the biggest thing in
right.
the world. Sometimes you're like, oh, man, yeah. You never want to be at the party, at the joint, you know what I mean, always
right.
talking about something you have. I mean, people are like, all right, man, you've been talking about you come out with an album
right.
for the past 10 summers.
Right, right.
We need to see something.
Right.
So it's
gotta,
very important.
You got to kind of be like Dre. You know, Dre didn't come out with that Detox album for a long time. Everybody's still waiting to Detox, but guess what? He got them Dre by Beats headphones.
Got the headphones.
He got the headphones. He made up for that little bit of we waiting for Dre.
It's, right. it's almost yeah. like the headphones made people forget that they were mad at Dr. Dre
right.
about the album
I'm
not coming out.
I know 30,000 people say they worked on an album. I just want to hear one track.
Right.
Everybody worked on an album.
Right.
I was there at one point. Like, I was in the room at one point like, man, what's going to happen, man? What's going to happen?
But that goes for that product, man. You know, just like with like Major said, you know, even if he doesn't come out with an album, at least they can still buy into his brand somehow.
Absolutely.
So, you know, always having that product is very important.
I have a release, what was it, November 11th, 2012? I released Dangerously Cool.
Yeah, it was in November.
And I'm going on tour, you know, performing those records.
Just now.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But that shows persistence,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes people put out products and projects, they give up on it so easy. They
right.
forget, okay, well, if it doesn't do well the first month, nah, you got to keep building on it, especially
right.
when you're independent. And that's
right.
the beauty of not blowing up, blowing your steam in one load.
Right.
Pause. And, you know what I mean? So now you can go back, repackage it, and it's always new to people.
Right, because
so.
There's a huge market out there, man, which you got to fail, some people fail to realize, man. And, you know, being up-and-coming artists, we don't have the huge budgets and machines that
mm-hmm.
that Warner Brothers and Def Jams and Interscopes mm-hmm. have. So you have to understand that if you're promoting to your 2,000 people, you know, on your Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and then you're frustrated and upset, you have to understand you're only promoting to 200 people.
Yeah.
Statistically, you're not touching all of them anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a numbers game. You have to understand that, and you just have to believe in yourself and have patience when it comes to this music game and to anything that you're pursuing in entertainment, man.
Right.
Like, it's just work and persistence, man.
And that kind of brings me to my next point, especially being out here in L.A. You know, a lot of people move out here to do something special. And it's times where people have given up on their dreams basically off of funding. You know what I mean?
Right.
People will go back home, get a job and still not have enough money to be able to take care of the things they want to take care of.
Right.
And then they live in the rest of their life miserable
because
right. they gave up on something that was so dear to them. But,
right.
you know, sometimes, you know, you have your ups and downs financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. But it takes that strength. It takes that you know, you got to take those quantum leaps like we always talk about, you know, in order to be able to get through the tight situations.
Well, you know what they always say, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And one
absolutely.
Thing I realized is like 2 years ago I was riding – and I was driving on Beverly Boulevard, and I was heading somewhere, but I was by the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I was just looking at all the sceneries and stuff like that. And one thing I realized, I said, man, you know, this is what you work for if that's your version of success, it's cool or whatever, but I got from it is this. I said, if I just believe in me
mm-hmm.
and I start accepting where I am now as being successful, like I'm great, like the birth of my son made me feel like a billionaire. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But what happens is to the universe, because I have this energy out there,
yep.
it's going to bring me other things. It's going to get me to whatever point I want to get.
Lights attract lights.
And to make it out here, dog, you got to have all these little psychological things going on to help
oh,
you
yeah.
to make it. Some
yeah.
people just think, oh, and get frustrated, but you have to have things working for you, whether it be your religion, whether it be somebody, your psychic, or you're like, whatever it is that helps
something.
You get to that point, you need something to help coach you along the way to get you to that point
absolutely.
That's going to keep you powerful.
Let me ask you something, you know, you know, just because you're under a guy like Jamie Foxx, and Jamie Foxx has been around for so many years.
Right.
You know, I heard an interesting story about how he got on. I mean, is this, like, his real name isn't Jamie Foxx, is it?
Nah.
Right. So I remember it was one point where I heard a story where he was trying to get casted, but they wasn't casting any men. So
right.
he put down Jamie.
Yeah, he went for a unisex name. He said a lot of times when he was going to clubs or whatever, and, you know, back then you sign up on a list and they just pick, like, random names.
Right.
And he said, you know, a lot of times he wasn't getting the opportunity to get picked, but I guess because his name was Eric Bishop. And then, you know, after that, he changed it and he started getting more work. It was comical to him, but it made sense. He said, okay, I might just have to keep my name like this. Man, it's simple. That's just how it happened. He just said, I'm gonna change it up.
Right. What does he teach you? Because, you know, that was the point I wanted to make. You know, Jamie Foxx has been around for so many years, and it wasn't until maybe rough 5-6 years till he really started getting that respect.
Right.
Not only as an actor, comedian, but as an artist. Because, you know, when Jamie Foxx first came out as an artist, people was like,
right,
it wasn't really, you know. But what does he teach you as a career driven person, as a man? Like, what are some of the things that, you know, you could share with us?
Well, I learned from him from two different ways. I learned from him through conversation, and I learned from him through his actions.
Absolutely.
Just watching and mimicking some of the things that he's done. One thing you have to realize about him is that he had the same kind of plight that, you know, a lot of people have. When you start out as a comedian and you're Wanda, you're such a famous character.
Mm-hmm.
You're on T-shirts as that. And now you got to fight against that stigmatism of people saying they only want to see you in this way, in this light.
Absolutely.
And I've learned from him, it's just you have to be persistent and have preparation. A great story that he told me about the Any Given Sunday Rule movie, mm-hmm. when it started to shift for him, was that movie, basically.
Mm.
Willie Beeman.
Shout out to Willie Beeman, man. They didn't want to give him the role.
Wow.
He had to fight for that role time and time again, and when he left, they basically said he stunk. Like, they didn't,
really?
Yeah, he was horrible. And he thought he did good.
And Any Given Sunday?
No, this is for the audition.
Audition? Okay,
right.
Okay, gotcha.
So what he did was, just like I say, he went home with some of his friends, and he put on pads and everything, and they played football because he played football. You know what I'm saying? So he knows how it all works. So he played football and showed them that he can hit, he can run, he can throw in or whatever, and he sent them the tape. And long story short, that's kind of like how he came up, man. So he teaches a lot, man, just watching his work ethic for Django.
Right.
Like
we got the picture of you right here with you and, you know.
That's like
that's
one
a throwback
of, that's,
joint?
That's one of our first ones at his Foxhole Radio, is the office in Beverly Hills. That's one of the first pictures right before I signed to him a year after that.
Right.
And the Django, the way I seen
looks
him transform his body,
mm-hmm.
right,
was dedication. The way I seen him start delivering his lines around the house, because I lived with him during that time.
Yeah.
It was the first time I lived with him for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I seen him just really be, just really own it, like every, like clockwork, up at 5:30 in the morning, he's running, and he's doing sit-ups, he's doing push-ups, he's doing curls, he's going, doing rehearsal. So, you know, I live vicariously through the actions, more so than him just sitting down, hey, let me teach you something.
Right.
But he will give me lessons, especially when I do something that you know, I'm kind of out there at times, so if I do something out of the box, I'm like, hey, okay, I've been there.
Yeah.
But let's do it like this next time. And you know, and I've learned, I've calmed down a lot in a lot of different areas, man, because
right.
of those type of conversations, or just I know that I try to avoid having those conversations.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, sports and music, man. Mo Agar, Major Williams, Yannick. You know, man, we coming to a portion of the show which has to, you know, unfortunately, come to an end. But what I want to ask you, could you spit like a 32 or 16? You know what I mean? We can't leave the show without you spitting something. Spit a verse or something, man. It don't even matter, man. It's sports
okay.
music.
Okay, I want to have a beat or just spit something?
Man, acapella.
Okay, I can do that. Pull up on my haters and hop out fly as a parachuter. I'm sky mouth fly. Guess I'm an air commuter, yet I'm still swimming through the... Hold on 1 second. Can we curse?
Let's try to do the edited version.
Let's do the edited version.
All right, come on. Let's do the edited version.
All right, hold on. Pull up on my haters and hop out fly as a parachuter. I'm sky mouth fly. Guess I'm an air commuter, yet I'm still swimming through these chickens like a barracuda. And I... Hold on, I ain't going to do that one.
That's all good. Take your time, brother. Take your time. Y'all get the point.
You're acting real, though. Y'all... We were just talking about this. You just got to keep it real.
Let me see. Damn, I cuss too much. I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
Yo. Oh, man, y'all always wanted to ask you this. Out of the records I produced on the Jamie, I mean, not.
Oh, let me spit one of the verses from yours.
Cool.
What's my favorite one? Fast Life. Major Will, just a dude with passion trying to get on. Tried to keep me on the bench, cut my court time. Pit bull in the game, F a feline. Your girl so fast, I'ma rewind. Cutthroat city, slim thugging in the streets. Every day and night, work the field, no cliques. I'm a baller, I be getting it. Double cup, purple Sprite, I be sipping it. Fox City, no pity, girls throw kitty. No paper, it's cool, I sign. Write a book about success, yeah, I'm that
witty.
I'm a toilet with the flow, yeah, I'm that.
Y'all get it?
Welcome to the fast life.
Uh-huh.
Blowing metro, keep it 100. It's all I know. If you ain't talking about paper, then you ain't talking about none.
Nah.
Yeah, I came from the bottom, now I'm working with some.
Nah.
Fast life, blowing metro, keep it 100. It's all I know. If you ain't talking about paper, then you ain't talking about none.
Nah.
Silly dudes want fame, ain't learn about the game. Mad Hill Slaver can't break out the chain.
Nah.
Yeah, I took my time and perfected my rhymes. Now my ex-girlfriend wish a baby was mine. Mean Crew Summer on my Kanye-ish. I need a sex tape. Who want to ride this stick? You're 21 now, don't you dare run out. She replied, boy, please
put the school shirt on.
I need a Lambo to say I got a Lambo. Red bone chick to cook a mean gumbo. Steak and sushi, no, I need a chicken combo. And I still pass the rock. You can call me Rondo.
Rondo. Let's go.
Yeah.
Major Williams in the
fifth. Major Williams.
That's it, man. We appreciate you for coming on the show today, man. Let's support your music with my dog. We in the building, man. RMC, man. Easy Way, man. Mr. Julie in the building. You know, we doing the big over
here, man. Easy Way, Moega, man. Nick.
My man.
Shoot that Twitter, shoot that Facebook.
Yeah.
Check you out, your fans, everybody.
The social network, Twitter is at Major Williams. Instagram is at Major Williams. Everything is Major Williams, man. I tell a lot of people, it sounds so cliche, but I've actually Googled myself, and, like, all the social networks come up, so they kind of, like, you know, it covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep the handles the same. Easy to find you.
Yeah,
you know?
You know what I'm saying? So everything with me is Major Williams, man. Anybody got some beats for me, Major Need Beats. @gmail.com. I'm open. I'm actively working on my next project when I get off of this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, check out one of my singles, Let Go, in a Note to Self movie featuring Christian Keys, also that's available now on Note to Self, I mean on Netflix.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're doing big things, man. We're trying.
That's what it is. Well, sports and music with Mo Agar. We're going to leave you guys with something very special. You know, play this last video, but, you know, catch us next week. We're going to have Anthony Henry for the former Dallas Cowboy, you know, just like the hometown,
yeah.
You know. So we have a lot of beautiful things coming up, man.
Right.
Every day, this boy.
We're going to get lazy over here, too.
Get lazy bone over here. Let's get it, man. Sports and music, Mo Agar, Easy Way TV, Roscoe's Media Center.
Yo, what up, dawg? Sports and music every Tuesday with Mo Agar. Let's get it. But meanwhile, I'm doing me. Y'all should go and do y'all. Real talk, I ain't worried about you goofballs. See, I got coyotes in my new yard. So high up in the hills, man, I'm looking like a new star. Ghetto, cause that's a sign of a come up. I done came a long way from that crib up on Homer. And that 91 Dynasty mama used to drive. Focus, hoping food stamps what kept us alive. Cause in the D, you better be stronger than Trouble Lane. Don't stunt, they ain't playing with them Hunger Games. Cause like cream corn, they be running things. From your Artemere watch to your onion rings. But I've been to Africa so long, I started clicking. Eating game and fried chicken like it's my religion. Too plain. I'm in the building, I wouldn't trade it for the world, center of attention. I guess we gotta win the hard way. Cool, catch the hallway, the lights on, you can catch me.